Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Well, gas prices are number one of the three big things you need to know right now. Yeah, gas prices are better. Down 8 cents, but still $1.80 more than they were a year ago. Don't get too excited. Number two, in Louisiana, judges intervened to block anti-abortion laws from going into effect in the latest attempt to stop the inevitable now that Roe v. Wade is overturned. And number three, Joe Biden's approval numbers have fallen even farther, and despite all the attention given to the Supreme Court this week, most Americans still focused on the economy, what it means to them and their families. Yep, them and their families. Let's see here. Joe Biden's approval ratings, according to NPR, 40%. Rasmussen has it at 41%. The average, though, now is below 39%. Because Trafalgar and Reuters and Quinnipiac and USA Today all have him below 40% in support. He's minus 18 points. Minus 18. It's 57%. The 39%, I've never seen anything like it. 18 points in the hole. All new lows and all new highs. Congratulations, Joe Biden. And how bad is it? Well, I started to tell you before the break, this is how bad it is. Alan Fung. Alan Fung is a Republican. He leads every potential Democrat rival in the race for Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District. That according to a brand new Boston Globe Suffolk University poll. It gives the Republicans a real chance of flipping a seat that's been held by Democrats since 1991. A minimum of 43% of the voters say they will support Fung in every matchup. Democrats max out at 38%. This is worthy of being a national story, says David Paleologos. Director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center, David Paleologos. The fact that you have a Republican as the favorite right now is mind-boggling and speaks to what's going on across the country. So there you go. I mean, you look at the crazy left-wing policies that have led us here. I mean, you could even see a Republican governor in the state of New York when this is all done. You could see that. And because it's a rejection of the policies of this country, let me give you one of the policies and the result. This morning, at least 46 illegal aliens found dead inside an 18-wheeler outside of San Antonio, Texas. Happened last night. Law enforcement found the 18-wheeler that had at least 100 individuals abandoned there. 46 were dead. Dozens more hospitalized. And Governor Greg Abbott said this is Joe Biden's fault. At least when he sent it out, at least 42 dead inside a truck carrying migrants in Texas. These deaths are on Biden, said Abbott, before the official death count increased. They are the result of his deadly open border policies. They show the deadly consequences of his refusal to enforce the law. He's right. Several other officials also blaming Biden and the immigration policies. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calling it horrific and wrong. How many more people have to die before Dems give a damn, he asked. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, who represents Texas, also tweeting about the incident. Today in San Antonio, it was 102 degrees. Imagine being abandoned inside an 18-wheeler left to die. Well, Ali Mayorkas even mentioned their names, referencing Alejandro Mayorkas, who was nominated by Biden to lead the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. At least 16 are hospitalized, including children. When will the nightmare end, Gonzalez asked. Gonzalez also called on Mayorkas to resign. I am heartbroken by the tragic loss of life today and praying for those still fighting for their lives, said Mayorkas on Twitter. Far too many lives have been lost as individuals, including families, women, and children, take this dangerous journey. Yeah. Close the damn border. Just a horrible human tragedy is what this is. A horrible human tragedy. The plight of migrants seeking refuge, always a humanitarian crisis, but tonight dealing with the horrific human tragedy, said the mayor, Ron Nuremberg. A far different situation than we've seen. Our job is not to ask why, our job is how can we help. You can help by closing the border. Last week, Republican Andy Biggs said the U.S.-Mexico border was overrun, out of control, dangerous. He predicted more deaths would be soon coming. He was right. There's going to be more deaths, said the Arizona Republican. It's more than the monthly total who were sent to Mexico to await their asylum process, which, by the way, in most cases is going to be bogus. That's what's going on in the borders. It's overrun. All that horrific inhumanity that goes on when you don't secure your border. What a horrible, horrible thing. Dozens being cooked. If it's 102 degrees outside, how hot is it inside a closed 18-wheeler with no ventilation? And all those people packed in there. 120? 140? Good God. And all of these crazy policies from the left, open borders and everything else, crazy policies from the left. And you want to know what delusional sounds like? Let's go to bite number 7. We listened to S.E. Cupp, a socialist activist on CNN, actually saying these Supreme Court decisions and the policies are the end of the Republican Party. The end of the Republican Party. You have to hear this. Bite 7. Go.
It's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this. Between anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ, book banning, anti-democracy, I mean, add all the regressive garbage, to this, I don't take that back. Add it all together, and I don't know who's left in the future and future generations to be drawn to this party. If you look back at 2016, I think people voted for Trump for a wide array of reasons. Some of them garbage, but some of them legitimately economic or even foreign policy. I think the people voting for more Trump, more MAGA now are really motivated by very few reasons. And so there are fewer of them.
Right. Well, except S.E. Cupp, 1 million people, according to new information, have switched to become Republican voters this year. Hispanic voters, Asian voters, black voters, all going red. What's really hard to imagine is the color of the sky in your world. That's the real question. You're delusional. Oh, yeah, they're fleeing the Republican Party. Yeah, of course they are. Dozens of migrants dead in a semi-truck, an open border, an economy that's in a flat spin. Please. I'll be right back. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.